The ARRL audio news begins right now.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL audio news for Friday, May 16th, 2025. ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, honors Phil Karn, KA9Q, as the recipient of the 2025 Mary Hobart K1MMH Medal of Distinction. He was presented the honor at the ARRL donor reception on May 15th at the National Museum of the United States Air Force at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base near Dayton, Ohio. The annual event kicks off ARRL's activities around Dayton Hamvention. Karn is a graduate of Cornell University and Carnegie Mellon University with degrees in electrical and computer engineering and has retired from a technology career including Bell Labs, Bellcor, and Qualcomm. He is founder of AMPRNet. He is founder and past president of Amateur Radio Digital Communications, ARDC. That's a private foundation that exists to support amateur radio and digital communication science and technology through grants and scholarships and the management of 44Net. Bill continues to serve on the ADRC Board of Directors. The work of ADRC has contributed approximately $30 million back to amateur radio since 2020. Karn has been licensed since he was 15 years old. It's been a major factor in my life, directly and indirectly, he said. Karn views amateur radio as a creative outlet. I'm an engineer, so I need an outlet for my technical ideas. I'm retired, so amateur radio now fulfills that need. Very gratifying to see others using your ideas and works, said Karn. Mary Hobart, K1MMH, was ARRL's first director of development. She passed away in 2021. The medal named in her honor is intended to be given to those individuals or couples who have given the rest of our small community the inspiration to reach higher with their own philanthropic support of ARRL and amateur radio. Karn hopes that others follow his lead, contributing to the future of amateur radio. He says there is no real secret to being a leader. Just participate. You can read more about our recipient of the 2025 award at ARRL.org. ARRL has renewed defense of the 902-928 MHz amateur radio band and, in a recent filing, encouraged the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, to listen to industry stakeholders about the detrimental impacts that changes to the 902-928 band would have on current users.